This conference will now be recorded.
Thank you. It is 5 o'clock and we will call the Finance Committee meeting of the City of Wilmer to order. And Steve does roll call. Brian, can you do that?
I can do that. Members of the Finance Committee, roll call is Nelson.
Here.
Eagerly.
Here.
Osmus.
Here.
Lauman. Absent, but what should be shortly coming. Also present is myself, City Administrator Grummets, Clerk Thompson, Rob Baumgarten, Park and Rec, and Dave Ramstead, Community Development.
Okay. All right. Just before we go through the action items, Mr. Oakens is not able to be here today. And so in reviewing the process here, we are simply going to work on the action items tonight and hold the discussions for the next meeting. And we will go back to the first item, which is the Wilmer Stinger rent reduction. Mr. Baumgart.
Thank you, Madam Chair, member of the committee. Tonight we're going to talk a little bit about the Wilmer Stingers and their 2020 baseball season. I was approached by the Stingers after their season about their field rental, and they've asked to have a request to have a 50% reduction for their field rental for 2020. That's basically what the motion is. We did bring it up to the Park and Rec Board. We did have some discussion about that. Some of the reasons why they felt like they should have a reduction is because of the COVID-19 that we all went through. Their games were reduced from 35 to 24 games in Wilmer, and their capacities were reduced as well from their typical of having a stadium full of about 1,000 people. It was reduced down to 250 because of the guidelines. So they did have 24 home games this year. They did have one game up in Alexandria. That's where the correction was at. They when they sent us their attendance, they had 25 games in there, but we talked to them and one of their games was up in Alexandria. So that's where the correction was. So that's why the card was updated. So they had 14 weekday games and 10 weekend games. So their fee for this year would have been $9,800. So they're requesting to have that reduced in half. Part of their deal was though too, is in July, they had new guidelines allowing them to have little pods if as long as they had the same amenities for a larger group to a smaller group. So they were able to increase their fans up to that 350 mark. So they were able to do that for about 12 of their games, so half of their games. Again, the Park and Rec viewed this. They talked about it. They're recommending it, but they felt like this should actually be more of a council decision. To have it come through finance and then ultimately have the whole council to look at it. They just didn't feel truly comfortable about making this decision because it's dealing with dollars. Some of the issues that, you know, could happen, you know, we can change the rate. Maybe we don't do 50, maybe we do 30, we do 25, you know, counter offer with them. One concern that we probably have is that, you know, there's other people that have rented city facilities, and if they find out, or we may have more of these coming through, similar to the Summer Ice or the Wilmer Warhawks, the Hockey Association, even the high school. So those are just some things that we need to look at. But if we approve this, you know, we will lose roughly about $4,900 worth of revenue for the department.
I have a couple questions, and is it all right if I just ask before we do a motion? Are the committee okay with that? And hearing any complaints. So do you know if the Stingers applied for the CARES money through the EDC?
I asked them that and they said they did. They applied for the small business grants. I didn't know if they received any of it, but they did apply for them.
You know, I understand their pain. The concern I have is setting a precedence, but also just we still incurred expenses at our rates for the games that we had to provide field and all those types of services. And so my observation is that they were able to complete their advertising, those types of things. So I'm a little concerned about kind of how they just chose half of it and what we're going to do with the rest of the organizations if we do this one. So, but I, in particular, I think if they were able to apply for CARES money, I think maybe that's a reasonable request to find out if they were able to do that before they ask us for a reduction. I don't know how other people feel.
So that money that they may apply for those grants, they have to pay it back, don't they?
That's our $1 million that we gave to the EDC to, that's the money that we got to give to the community. So it's not a.
Is there another
grant?
Yeah, there's also loan opportunities at like 1% something.
Okay. So they applied for the one where they don't have to pay it back then.
But
we don't.
Yes.
Okay.
They did not indicate whether they received it or not, right, Rob?
Correct.
Okay. But the city, didn't we receive $1.5 million?
We received $1.5 million and we allocated $1 million to the EDC for businesses like this to be able to go there to apply for grants. Yeah. And I guess I just have a concern about the precedence and, you know, the fact that we still incurred expenses and how we're going to do this for other entities.
You would think off that $500,000 that we kept, we could take the $5,000 from them or from that to pay the rec department.
We certainly could do that, but if they've already gotten a grant, you know, I'm just curious about the ask.
I don't know.
Go ahead, Julie.
I would agree with you, Councilmember Nelson, that I think we need to wait to see if they got those funds, because if they were made whole, or you know, were received funds from the CARES Act, I don't know why we would pay them more.
Well, you know, the calculation that was used, as I mentioned before, too, is that we still provided the field services and, you know, some of the others. So, you know, just a concern about setting in, and I think Rob indicated that too, the precedents that we have for other entities that are paying full price for ice time or, you know, or renting Warhawks. I'm not sure who all else we would be talking about, Rob, but, you know, I think that's a question that perhaps we should be prepared to answer, you know, and Mr. Grammett's, Mr. Fagerly's, Councilmember Fagerly's comment about us using CARES money to do this, could we do that?
My first thought is that it's not us, I think, reacting to the COVID. It's, in essence, giving assistance to a business, which we could do, but it would have to be on, again, like the even footing that the application process goes through, number of employees, how low did your revenue stream go, you know, et cetera, all the things that were considered, that has to be fairly utilized across the whole board. You know, they were saying you couldn't just pick somebody and say you get $1 million. You know, it has to be through a fair process. So to be fair, if we were cutting everybody's rent on all things because of COVID, then, you know, it's very possible we could utilize that funds to do that. But I'm reluctant to say yes, because I would, at this point, I would like to have, you know, Steve here, because he's spent more time studying what you can use the CARES money for. Maybe Dave, if you've got any wisdom on this topic, maybe you can jump in also. But I'm not, I guess, real enthusiastic about just picking one out. Dave?
Well, I agree with you that it has to be in line with our existing parameters for giving the money out, so that it's even-handed. The other thing is too, that even if we use it for other types, we have to have a significant justification that was impacted by COVID and the shutdowns and other types of things that were associated with it.
Councilmember Osmus.
I don't know if I'm totally throwing this off track and if it's a totally different thing, but Mr. Gramitz is probably aware. I don't believe I sent it to Rob, but I had a question on the finances and the packet from this last council meeting, where we had a payment to the Stingers for $3,750, and it said it was for community outreach. And it came out of the educational and travel conference budget line item. Anybody know what that was?
I don't know where that was from. I didn't see anything from my desk.
I was hoping Steve was going to respond.
Why don't we ask for that? And in light of what Mr. Baumgart, you know, is stating about his concern about other organizations, can we, I don't know if we don't have a motion, so I don't think we have to table it, but can we ask for a different additional information from them regarding, you know, we've got $1 million we put out there to help businesses. Did they take advantage of that? Were they able to do that before we just agree to just do this? Is that a fair ask of them? And, you know, I mean, that they have to get into their finances in order to be able to do that. And if they didn't qualify, then, you know, then I think we have to look at it differently too. But before we just start cutting rent in half, I think that Mr. Baumgart is right that we should be concerned about other organizations.
So have they paid their rent for this year, 2020?
They're waiting to see what the final verdict would be on to this.
Okay.
I have no problem back to them and asking them for some additional information on what grants they received.
All right. It would be helpful also, I know you went through on the games, but we did incur the same expenses or the maintenance that we had on all of the home games that weren't weekends. So, you know, we've got expenses out there, and I think to even just ask Steve if we do have any other options than to just, you know, with the money, with the CARES money too. So is the committee okay with that? Mr. Gramitz, are you okay with what we're doing?
Yeah, I'm fine with that. You know, if they haven't paid it, you know, now, 2 weeks from now, you know, when we have information, isn't going to make a whole lot of difference.
No, I didn't mean paying the rent. I meant going back and asking for additional information.
That's right. And then when we get that, when we come back 2 weeks from now in finance, you know,
yeah,
2 weeks is not, you know, it's not the end of the world. So we have time to sort through the information, whatever we're looking for.
Councilmember Plowman, you okay with that?
Yeah, I think that's probably the responsible thing to do after reading through it. I think we need just a little bit more information, need to ensure that we're not setting a bad precedence, because it may open up a whole bunch of different topics that we're not prepared to address at this time.
Councilmember Osmus, you're good? Councilmember Fagerly, is that all right? Okay. Thank you, Mr. Baumgart, and we will be hearing about this again. All right, our next item is CARES Act election grant funding, and I'm assuming that's Ms. Thompson.
That is correct. The Secretary of State's office recently allocated funds to the various counties, and Kenai County Board received and approved the CARES Act funds for elections to be distributed in our county based on the state's default allocation method. By using that method, the City of Willmar will receive $8,196.10 to be used for the election expenses due to COVID. And we are requested that the council has to approve a resolution, and then I will submit that to the county, and the county auditor will forward that along with the other jurisdictions in our county's resolution to the state for approval. So it's my recommendation to approve the resolution approving the default allocation method to allocate the CARES Act election grant funding.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All right, we have a motion by Osmus and a second by Plowman. Is there any discussion regarding this? Hearing none, we will do roll call.
Plowman?
Aye.
Osmus?
Aye.
Fagerly?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye. That motion carries. Thank you, Judy. All right, back to our agenda, and our last action item is talking about agricultural land exemption. Back to you, Judy.
That's correct. Committee members, as included in your packet, there's a resolution for various agricultural properties that we renew annually. There were no changes this year from last year's list, no additions, no deletions. So it's the same properties, and they all made application again for this year. So it is staff's recommendation that you approve as presented.
So moved.
Second.
All right, we have a motion by Plowman and a second by Osmus to adopt the resolution approving agriculture land exemption of special assessments. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, roll call.
Osmus?
Aye.
Fagerly?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Plowman?
Aye.
Four ayes, no nays. I should have said that earlier.
Thank you, that motion carries. Dr. Ramstead, is there anything you want to update us about on the Renaissance Zone?
Well, we've been working feverishly on our last batch of incentives, and we keep getting hung up on some details. So we've had to postpone our community development committee meeting once again. We're finding that there's a lot of convoluted little issues and coordination issues with the heritage items and then also the hotel proposal that we want to bring forward and see what the committee thinks. So Attorney Robert Scott really wanted to think it through a little bit more and have another conversation. We had a great conversation a couple days ago into about 5:30 at night, and it helped a lot. Also, there's an affordable housing component, as Councilmember Nelson, that we were talking about further, and trying to find something that might be palatable for the most people. And so we're still kind of hashing that out a little bit. But we also have a couple of developers, one from Chaska and another from there's another one that's interested in they're both interested in multifamily mixed use. They're interested in the WMU plant and repurposing it after its environmental cleanup is done. So these are a couple of serious, very large developers that are very interested taking advantage of the Renaissance Zone incentives and pursuing some what seem to be some pretty large projects. So we're really excited about that. And Aaron and I have both been in contact with those folks. But yeah, if you have any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
All right, any questions for Dr. Ramstead? I'm messing with my mouse, I apologize. No, thank you. We will wait for the T's to be crossed and I's to be dotted and hope for the best with those, working through those issues. I know they're complicated. So thank you for your work and for giving us the update tonight. So, all right. We do not have any other discussion items updates. Mr. Gramitz, I think, sent out an email and I was not able to talk to Mr. Oakens this week either, but hopefully we are going to follow the format that we used last year to review the budget. And so we'll be reaching out to the full council to see what questions they have and so that staff is prepared to answer them and then also to work on getting the schedule so that the full council is available to work on the budget at our finance meeting. So any questions on that? Otherwise, Mr. Gramitz, Mr. Oakens are going to work on that. So, all right, Mr. Gramitz, anything else we need to do tonight?
I have nothing else.
All right, any other council members have any questions? Right. I think we have to continue going though, so that Mr. Plowman does not go ride motorcycle until it's dark. That was a joke. I'm sorry, but
That's okay. That's okay. It's a beautiful night outside.
Yeah. With that, I will look for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All right. We will consider ourselves adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Good night.
Have a good night.
You too.